It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
WFHR, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin home whites with Cardinal helmets, gloves, hockey pants, numbers, striping, and the Augustana Vikings in their navy blue sweaters, white numerals, and gold trim. Again, Garrett Rabboin is the head coach. First year of this program, which will return to Sioux Falls following tonight's game and play its home opener next Saturday and Sunday against Bowling Green at the Sanford Premier Center, a 12,000-seat arena that will host an NCAA regional in March. They have a 3,100-seat on-campus arena set to open in January. In fact, January 26th against Ferris State. 21 of 36 games this season for Augustana in its first year of college hockey will be played on the road. Also, besides here at Wisconsin, at Denver, a game at CC, two at Michigan Tech, two at Notre Dame, two at Arizona State. That trip to Arizona State wouldn't be bad in January or February from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Who was the last time that we played a team that played like the first 10 weeks of their season on the road? I can't remember who that was.
Long Island?
Oh, that might have been.
Lindenwood? Augustana wins the opening faceoff, dumps it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. McClellan rims it around to Cruz Lucius, who cannot exit the Wisconsin zone. Cilia will try again, reversing to Ben Dexheimer, the sophomore defenseman. Up the middle now, Joe Palatichuk, right wing Cruz Lucius, tries to work to his left, cut off by the Augustana defenseman, Ula Raika. And now Cilia out to the point. Dexheimer shoots one. It goes to the left of the goaltender, Kotai. And then lifted up over the Badgers' point man, Dexheimer, and out of play. The opening faceoff tonight brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt.
Had some this morning for breakfast.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Nice. Just solo, or did you put something in it? You know, any blueberries or granola or anything like that?
No, I'm kind of a staunch, same thing every day.
Okay.
I have an orange, I have a container of yogurt, and I have a Raisin Bran muffin, and a biggest coffee mug you can have full of caffeine.
And then you get into hockey season and your diet is completely ruined. Back-to-back nights of brats for Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center.
Well, it's not that atypical, to be honest with you.
No, really, it's not. Badgers have the puck near their own blue line. Lodge pressured a bit by Luke Mobley, second-line centerman from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Bouncing puck turnover. In after it is William Whitelaw in the offensive zone. Puts a shoulder into the defenseman to work it free, but coughed it up to Brady Ziemer along the side of the Augustana cage. And now Anthony Stark throws it out through center ice. Hustling after it, Anthony Kerr and Mobley. Kerr meets Mobley in the corner, slows him up, holds him up, and now Tyson Jugnauth with it. He turns back away from pressure along the left wing wall. Now to Charlie Stramel, snaps a pass off to Kerr back in the Badgers zone, and then redirected by Simon Tassi deep. Now a setup by Finley to Tassi, and Kotai makes the nice stop. Kotai, that is. K-O-T-A-I. Kotai, like Coton Tie, made the first stop of the game on an in-tight shot by Simon Tassi.
We'll just call him Mr. Dress-Up.
Right.
He's dressed up for the game.
Suit.
No, it's a totally different a style, I guess, compared to Rose. Rose was very much a stand-up. This kid's been down first four shots in a row.
He's also a right-handed catching goaltender as opposed to Rose, the left-handed catching goaltender. Jack Horbach from straight away off balance threw one towards the net, blocked down. He tries to draw a penalty, fell down, didn't get it, and with that he didn't back check on the onrushing forward Quinn Rudrud, who was headed to the net back door, and a feed by Augustana out of Rudrud's reach. Rudrud with it below the goal line, threw it in front, and then hit along the boards by Wisconsin's Zach Scholes in the lineup tonight. Freshman from South Lyon, Michigan, making his Badgers debut out of the National Team Development Program, replacing Brady Cleveland, his former USA teammate, who played last night for the Badgers. Here's DeSaint Fowl on the attack. Goal line right, forced behind the net. DeSaint Fowl wearing the alternate captain's A on his sweater. Here's Palatichuk. He shoots one wide to the right of the netminder. Scooting in was Mike Forlicky to play the puck near the goal line. Feathered it back behind the net for Lucius. He's walled off by the defenseman, Hayden Hennon, and it's lifted back out to neutral ice. And that's where Palatichuk will go get it. Joe Palatichuk impressed a lot of people last night, including Ian Perrin. Two assists, five shots on goal, three block shots. He was plus three. Rushed the puck into the offensive zone, tried to shoot one on net, but it was blocked. Badgers have it, though. Lucius, left wing, shoots one into the right catching glove of Kotai, and he hangs on. 16:51 left in the opening period. Wisconsin and Augustana, no score.
We're going to have a little bit of a break here. I think one of the players from the Badgers collided with an Augustana defenseman behind the net, and it may have broken the cable that holds the glass up on top.
Yeah.
Wow, Mike, that was quick.
Mike Tye knows what he's doing. He climbs up that ladder, which is twice the size of him. Twice as tall as him, I should say.
Yes.
Right?
But notice
he's twice the size of the ladder.
He's he also had two very, very strong, willing, and able guys at the bottom. I'm not getting up that ladder. You get up there.
Yeah. On the ice, you never know which way that's going to go. So a face-off to the right of the Augustana net. Badgers outshot the Vikings last evening 45-25. Actually, the Vikings had more shots on goal in the first period than Wisconsin did, 12-11. But over the final 40 minutes, Wisconsin 34 shots on goal, and Augustana just 13. Oh, Wisconsin's Lodge, stick handling in the corner, just ran into the linesman, Matt Gerlach, and spun him around. Gerlach, a little wobbly as he finally regained balance.
Nice little wobbly anyway. Normal.
Deshaun applies some pressure, hits Kerr, throws it to the left wing. No Badger there. Now Lotch there, trying to dig it free. Shea Donovan as well. The Augustana defenseman got it out to the point, back behind the cage. One of the Vikings fell down. That's Jack Jensen. He's looking down to his skates, and maybe something's wrong with one. Nope, that was Vachon. Now on the attack, a off-balance shot by Christian Fitzgerald from the high slot. Got through, and Kotai made the stop. Gave up no rebound. No score. 3:55 into the first period.
Three on three. You have no other option. You have a shot. Both your wingers are wide. Defenseman's using him as a screen. Good play.
Face off to Kotai's left. Badgers come out of there with it, although Finley had it poked off his stick. Quite a night for Quinn Finley last night. The Swamico, Wisconsin native. Played AAA hockey with Green Bay Gamblers. Off to the Madison Capitals. Two goals last night for him. Backdoor pass by McIntyre. Intended for Chase Brand, but broken up by the Badgers. They had McClellan a bit out of position. Nice play, though. McIntyre can really make things happen from the blue line. He's a pretty good skater.
He and Palatichuk should be paired together. Then you'd never know where they are on the ice.
Badgers after the puck in their own end again. Here's Jugnauth, near side Scholes. Easy breakout to Finley, up to center. Tassie can't handle it, the center circle. But then Lindmark takes it from neutral ice and sweeps it in. About 5 minutes gone by. No score. Wisconsin, after a 4-0 win last night after a series sweep. Carson Bantle out there with Horbach and Lindmark. Bantle, 9 goals a year ago, out to Palatichuk. Swings at right point now. Dexheimer looking for his first goal as a Badger. Slowed by Brand, played it to the corner. Met there by Jeff Hutchinson out of St. Louis, Missouri, making his Augustana debut. And, oh, Bantle was flipped backwards on his back as Hutchinson got his stick up into the midsection of the big fella Bantle and leveraged Bantle down to the ice hard. And Hutchinson's going to get the gate for 2 minutes. Wisconsin will go on a power play here after a hooking penalty has been called on Jeff Hutchinson.
Finally. And, you know, that's the MO for Carson Bantle. Big, strong over the puck. In order to get him off the puck, that's exactly what you might have to do, is hog tie him.
Off the draw, Cilia won it. Shot pushed wide by Tassie. Now down to the corner. Cilia, Tassie, DeSaint Fowl, Lucius, and the point man, Tyson Jugnauth. Augustana clears. Badgers were 0-for-6 on the power play last night. Only four shots on goal in 7 minutes. Three of the power plays ended prematurely. Here's Cilia. Beautiful play to Lucius. Oh, a great save by Kotai. Puck played with a high stick, now waved off. It was played by an Augustana high stick. Excellent look by Cilia to Lucius, and Kotai with a big stop. Here's Jugnauth now, left wing. Lucius, patient with a puck, wheels back towards the wall. Down to the goal line, Cilia squares himself to face the zone. Pressured a bit by Donovan. Zimmer now tied up with De St. Foul. Lucius reaching for it. Almost cleared by Augustana. Held in by Jugnauth and now chipped out. Taken by Cilia. Augustana can't change and it delayed. Offside. Lucius just came over prior to the Badgers touching up. 1:04 to go on Hutchinson's hooking penalty that came at 5:17. I was going to say three of Wisconsin's power plays ended prematurely last night because of penalties. One lasted 13 seconds, one lasted 7, and the last lasted only 40 seconds.
Shooting yourself in the foot, I think that is called.
Yes, yes it is. Faceoff at center ice, second power play unit features Ben Dexheimer at the point. Whitelaw, Finley, Fitzgerald. And the fifth one on this power play is Charlie Stramel. Nice give and go. Fitzgerald down the right slot, but had the puck poked off his stick. Dexheimer tried to hold his fall cleared, and it went right through the wickets and all the way down. Still 38 seconds left on the Badgers power play. Every Wisconsin power play this season brought to you by Kunis. Here's Quinn Finley. Potted a pair last night. Finley gains the zone, peels back left wing to the point. Dexheimer, open man is Whitelaw, looking cross ice. Finley sets from the left circle, fanned on it, squirted one towards the netminder, almost slid below the goalie's pads, but Kotai apparently got it down. He was spinning around in the blue paint before Augustana finally cleared all the way down.
This will pretty much do it. This will be the last rush on the power play.
Here comes Lodge. He taps off near side, and a whistle. And offside has been called. Badgers fail to convert on their initial power play. 0 for 7 to start the season. 12:42 remaining here in the first period. We are scoreless. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Augustana's McIntyre, an Ohio State transfer.
Look out.
Lead feed right wing. Here's Rudrud now. He sets and fires. Blocker saved by McClellan. Long rebound out top of the right circle. Taken by Horbach to Bantle. Gobbled up by Horbach. Finds the trailer Lindmark. Now here's Bantle. He shoots and scores. Oh, Horbach to Lindmark to Bantle. Tic-tac-toe. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Well, that's as pretty a 3-on-2 as you're going to see in college hockey, because it was just like you would see it in the playbook for midget hockey or bantam hockey. Pull the two defensemen in, go one side to the other side, and fortunately Bantle's on his forehand and is able to shovel that one up. But the play was all created when Bantle beat the man in the neutral zone to create the turnover. And for Carson Bantle, a big goal after a big play in the neutral zone.
Bantle is first of the year from Lindmark and Horbach at 7:39 in Wisconsin with the early advantage like it had last evening. Here comes De St. Foul. Lucius and Cilia back out there. The Badgers top line to the point. Palatichuk finds a man in front. Cilia with a turnaround shot. May have skipped off an Augustana player and up over the top of the cage. Kerr unable to hold the zone. Foot race now between Palatichuk and Colton Friesen, the UW Superior transfer. But Palatichuk got there first. Nice breakout. Lucius found its way to Cilia. Cuts to the slot. Shoots one low. Missed the net. Off of Lucius. Then it ricochets, pinballing around below the goal line. Now Augustana's got it again. Chase Brand with it. Eludes a check from Cilia. And lifted down by Trumbly. And Augustana will get a change. 1-0 Badgers. Carson Bantle lights the lamp. Bantle is a 6'5", 207-pound senior from Onalaska, playing in his 64th career game, netted his 18th goal as a Wisconsin Badger. You may remember last year, too, Bantle went, 12 games to start the season without scoring a goal? He didn't score his first goal until November 19th.
What's interesting to me is that I was waiting, if he had missed that shot, I was waiting for the hands down to the side, looking up at the ceiling going, what am I doing?
Tassi lifts it ahead. Finley tries to run it down near the Augustana blue line. Instead, the Vikings got there first. Brand will whack it out to center, right to the stick of Wisconsin captain Mike Vorlicky, who lifts it back into the offensive end. Charlie Stramel on the forecheck gets his stick of the way of Ryuka's bid to spin it around the boards, and it carries out of play in a faceoff coming up in the Augustana zone.
Well, here in the first 9 minutes of the first period, a little bit different energy level from Bucky, I think, in the sense that Augustana has not been able to make that one first pass to get clean out of the zone. There's always been somebody ready to intercept or even take it off the initial puck carrier stick.
Mike Hastings and his staff want to be in attack mode and pressure. Get the forechecker in there immediately and then the second forward and attack from there. Their main objective tonight, though, is handling the pressure in the defensive zone a little bit better and supporting the defensemen more. And I don't know if you've seen much of that here in the first 10 minutes or not. Oh, bad pass, McIntyre. A chance for Fitzgerald. Couldn't catch up to the puck. Whitelaw after it, far corner. Try to send it back to the point, but Augustana lobs it up to center. It bounces between Vorlicky and Lotch. And across the blue line, delayed offside called as the whistle blows. What do you think about that so far? Have you seen any noticeable difference in the Badgers' defensive zone so far?
No, the only time that I think they made a mistake is that they're told second defenseman go on pressure and backside forward come. And the backside forward wasn't there on one play. I think it was Rudrud who ended up getting a pretty good shot on net. Mm-hmm. But it's because the offside defenseman and the offside winger were caught in never land.
Nice pass by Dexheimer to spring Bantle, but hanging with him was Brady Ziemer. Bantle tried to draw a penalty as he was heading towards the Augustana net. Nothing called. We play on. Now Horbach collides with Jensen near the Augustana bench.
Ouch.
And then Lindmark collides with Ziemer, and we play on. Couple of bodies going down, four of them in fact, actually three. Lindmark stayed on his skates. He's not known for his physicality, but a pretty good hit by Lindmark on Ziemer, and now Ziemer back into his own zone as Wisconsin gets a change. Halfway through the first, it's 1-0 Badgers. Here's Ziemer now at the red line, will dump it in. Behind the net, McClellan backhands it to the far corner, and Kerr. Lucius tried to chop it out, no luck there. The Vikings throw it to the open ice area near side, and Jugnauth was able to beat Colton Friesen there. Outlet Kerr to the stick of Lucius across the line, spins away from a would-be checker, but coughed up the puck. Friesen can't clear. Good stick work by Jugnauth. Where is the biscuit? And now the whistle blows, stopping play as the referees lost sight of it, too. There's 9:12 to go here in the first period. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium and the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 1-0 Wisconsin on Carson Bantle's first goal of the season. Augustana eventually takes the puck out of its own end. Little flip pass and towards the front of the Badgers net. Good poke check by the goaltender McClellan, preventing Simon Falk from getting there. Back door. Long range shot by Ruika. Goes off a stick and wide to the corner. Vorlicki now engaged with Jensen below the Badgers' goal line. Vorlicki tried to clear it up the near wall. Stopped by Hennin. Played behind the net now. Here's Vachon. Turnaround pass off a skater two. And now Vorlicki will bump it off to Zach Scholes. Finds Finley. Badgers break out. Sauce pass Finley to the tape of Stramel's stick. Skates through the slot to the left wing. Now looks. Off the bench, here's Lodge. Steps in at the left dot. And he whistles one wide on the stick side of Kotai. And it rims all the way off the corner wall and down into the Wisconsin zone. 8:13 to go in the first. 1-0 Badgers.
I'd have liked to see Daniel score that, because I would like to see what emotion he would show when he scores a goal.
Lodge had one goal as a sophomore last year. He's got two goals in 66 games as a Wisconsin Badger. Bouncing puck at center. Lodge sweeps it over to Fitzgerald, who coughed it up with a no-look pass. And now Jensen tried to force one. Turnaround shot from the high slot. Right in the way was Wisconsin's Lodge. Stark picked it up at the blue line, lifted a shot that hit the chest of Christian Fitzgerald. And the second-line centerman tried to backhand it out of the zone. Could not. Jensen's got it. Walks the wall. Steps in. Puts it in front. Turnaround shot. Nice stop by McClellan. From just a few feet out, it was Brett Meerman who picked up the loose puck and turned, and a nice stick save by McClellan, who's been calm again early on here tonight. Here's Sawyer Scholl at the red line, slowed by Stark, lost the puck, took a whack at Meerman, knocked him down. A tripping penalty will be called against the freshman from Medford, Sawyer Scholl, and the Badgers shorthanded for the first time tonight.
He played at Notre Dame, didn't he?
Green Bay, Notre Dame. He was an all-state performer when he was a senior in high school. And I mentioned not only Green Bay, Notre Dame, he played with Team Wisconsin. Sioux City in the Minnesota Wilderness he split time with last year in the USHL and NAHL respectively. And had 20 goals, 51 points in 65 games. Sawyer Scholl, though, gets the gate at 12:48 for tripping. Augustana 0-6 on the power play last night. Had 8 shots on goal in 7 minutes. All right, so it's Mobley below the goal line. They work it out to the right point, and Hayden Hennin. A wrister by Falk. Stick save made by McClellan. He stopped all 3 bids he's faced so far. Hennin to the left wing, and Falk calmly played it back to the point, even though Lodge was there to pressure. Now Daniel picks it up and whips it around the glass, but not out. Held in by Ruika. Now Hennin, top of the right circle, towards the dot to the goal line, redirected by Vachon, but off target. Falk now with it. Ruika's got it again. Left-handed defenseman to the right-handed Hennin. Steps in, shoots one into the glove of McClellan. He hangs on. A face-off to come. Still 1:20 to go on the Augustana power play. 1-0 Badgers.
That could have been a different outcome if Vachon wouldn't have jumped out of the way instead of getting hit. He was scared he was going to get hit by the defenseman's shot, which cleared a wide-open alley. And we know that Kyle McClellan is very capable of using that big glove of catching little wristers from the point.
Face off to McClellan's left. After it, Palatichuk up to D. St. Fally. Tried to chip it out, but missed. Nevertheless, he made the Augustana player pay attention to him rather than the puck, and it slid out through center. So the Vikings have touched up again. Point now, it's McIntyre. Little left-hander finds Namofsky. His shot off the stick of D. St. Fowl behind the net. Ricochets free to Cilia. He tried to spring D. St. Fowl shorthanded, but Maddie needs a change, and the puck goes all the way down the length of the ice. 45 seconds left on the power play.
To date, in 4 periods of play, they have only used 4 forwards at penalty killing.
Here's Namofsky now. Point again, McIntyre. Looks left wing. Meerman to the slot. Jensen shot. Great save made by McClellan. A reactionary save as he was moving back from his left to his right. Wow. Augustana with one last rush on this power play. The Badgers bring out Fitzgerald and D. St. Fowl with Scholes and Dexheimer. And boy, Ruika's just taken his sweet old time.
Well,
there's only 7
changed.
Seconds left. Yeah. on the power play. Ruika to the red line. Pass behind the intended receiver. The Badgers' Dexheimer banked it out to center, and that killed off the Shoal penalty. Both teams 0 for 1 on the power play. 1-0 Badgers. 5 minutes left until the first intermission. Sparse crowd again here tonight. They announced 5,703 last night for the Badgers' 4-0 season-opening victory. But we've got a good 30 band members here tonight after it being relatively quiet last evening. Falk with a shot, missed the net from the right wing. Ricochet to the left wing. There's Will Howard, no relation to Bill Howard, the freshman from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Namesake.
And it's lifted back into the Augustana zone. Kotai elects to play it and paddles it to the far corner. Mobley now with it. He'll skate up the middle of the ice with 4:25 left in the first and snaps off a shot that's dumped around the corner to the left side. Shea Donovan picked it up and then lost the handle. Poked off his stick by Finley. Augustana's got possession once again. Center ice now Trombley. He mishandles. Finley tried to dig it free. Tied up by Trombley on the near side wall by the penalty boxes. Right down below Ian and I. Stramel now. Good work on the forecheck and bats one towards the cage. And Kotai will just get down on his knees and glove it and hang on. And the faceoff coming up in the Viking zone with 4:02 left in the first. 1-0 Badgers, who've outshot the Vikings so far 9-5.
Last 5 minutes have pretty much been dump it in, turn it over, dump it in, turn it over, dump it in, turn it over.
Yeah.
Not been any consistent rushes or any real consistent play where they were getting quality shots for either team.
Face off to the left of Kotai. Cilia with Bantle and Lucius right now. Bantle, power move to the net right goal line. Couldn't get a shot off. Then it ricocheted high into the air. It's on the right wing now. Lucius with it. Oh, dangling with it around the circle. Eventually triple teamed and gave the puck away. And now it looks like Augustana's just iced it.
Yep.
And it did. And the Badgers get another offensive zone faceoff coming up. Boy, a strong move by Bantle right wing. And then Lucius did what he does best, stick handling with the puck, before three Vikings eventually converged on him.
And you know exactly what he was about to say. Well, there was only three of them. That's nothing.
Now they're waving off icing and saying that they made a mistake on the call and they'll drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone to the right of Kyle McClellan.
No, I don't agree
with that. No, the defenseman was clearly two strides behind the red line.
But we have Tyler Jugnauth in the penalty box.
They just took Jugnauth for what? Oh. Interference on Jugnauth. I completely missed that.
It must have been in the neutral zone when they, whoever was going to go free for the puck on the dump in by Augustana was held up pretty specifically.
Jugnauth had an interference penalty last night. The Badgers had four interference penalties last night, two by Stramel, one by Lucius, one by Jugnauth, who's back in the box. And a long-range shot by McIntyre has McClellan sliding out of his crease to his right on his knees and just gobbled that one up and held it to his chest in a face-off to come. So Jugnauth interference at 18, beg your pardon, at 16-19.
And we'll see. This is back-to-back power plays.
Yep.
See if there's any adjustments by the Badgers. Been looking for a Horbach breakaway shorthanded pretty soon.
Badgers eventually win the puck free after the faceoff. Cilia will scoop it down to the left corner of the Augustana zone. Vikings on a power play for another 75 seconds. Hennin tries to skate out with it. Back pressure from D. St. Foul up to neutral ice. Vachon met by Palatichuk. Cilia keeps it along the boards for a moment. Now Ruika's with it. D. St. Foul on him man-to-man. Gets some help from Kerr, who crushed him into the sideboards.
Yeah, but he hit him from the side.
He did. And Vachon back up and is okay. Or beg your pardon, Ruika is. Not Vachon. Boy, that was scary. Kerr just came in there and looked like a big old bear ready to hug him. And he just planted him into the sideboards. Badgers win the puck and clear.
And they need a change in a hurry.
Yep. 35 seconds left in the power play for Augustana, trying to pull even. Vikings looking for the first goal in program history after getting shut out in their first game last night. Now a trip by Horbach. Rudrud had the puck at center. Horbach got his stick right between his legs, and as Rudrud tried to stride through the center circle, he went right over Horbach's stick, and a tripping penalty on the Badgers sophomore forward. A 5-on-3 for Augustana for 20 seconds.
I think that we just had a fan talk about the quality of the call. I think horrible was the term used.
Yes, I did hear horrible.
Yes.
I thought that was legit. I'm not sure about the interference penalty a little while ago on Jugnauth. Maybe he's still upset about that.
Yeah, whether it's accidental or on purpose, when you stick your stick between their legs and they go down, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a trip. 5-on-3. Lindmark's out there on the penalty kill. Dexheimer and Lodge behind the nets. It's Domofsky. Then Mierman, Ruika, Jensen. Ruika shot from the top of the right circle. Another save made by McClellan. No rebound. Boy, is McClellan seeing the puck, and credit the Badgers. Not only the penalty killers, but 5-on-5, allowing Kyle to see the shots coming.
It's amazing to me that the young Finlander is the pivot guy.
Yep.
On both power play units. He's the only guy that didn't leave the ice on this last power play unit.
Mobley face off with Cilia, won by Augustana. 5-on-3 will expire in 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ruika spinning away from the pressure of Cilia. Badgers get one man back. That's Jugnauth out of the box. Left wing shot and a swooping glove save by McClellan, and hangs on again. Kyle McClellan, 9-for-9 stopping shot so far here tonight.
Good job. He's in position. He's seeing the puck well. He's anticipating well, doing everything right. Okay, 1:35 left in the penalty and 1:35 left in the first period. Let's go ahead.
Lindmark will take the faceoff against Vachon, and Lindmark, a warning. He actually used his stick and pulled the left hand or left portion of Vachon's stick towards him before the linesman had dropped the puck. Actually bought the penalty killers a little bit more time. Augustana won the faceoff. Mobley straight away, Hennin, right wing, Ruika. Number 20 steps into the goal line, pressured a bit by Fitzgerald. Ruika stick handling but doing not much of anything. Now to the circle, Mobley, and handcuffed him. He tried to kick it to his forehand and instead kicked it to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. 2-on-2 shorthanded.
Boom.
Pass back door for Lindmark, intercepted by the Vikings. Sent back up to center. 1 minute to go on the Augustana power play. Good work by Lindmark, who steals the puck from behind Mobley and sends it back into the Augustana zone. Owen Lindmark, one of the better penalty killers in the Big Ten the last few years. 6 career shorthanders. He's on the Badgers bench now for a change.
2-on-1.
Kerr gets in the way of Mobley. Shorthanded, East St. Foul. Cilia, 2-on-1. St. Foul looking, shooting, and somehow the goaltender Kotai was able to squeeze his left arm towards his chest and prevent that shot from squeaking in.
I don't think Maddie got good wood on that one either. It kind of fumbled off the end of his stick. Everybody in the building knew where he was going. He was going to go top shelf, but you can see the puck was rolling, and he just kind of flumped it towards the net.
Face off to Kotai's right. Badgers shorthanded for another 40 seconds. East St. Foul below the goal line, slowing McIntyre as the two roll bodies along the end boards. Now McIntyre has it and a little room to work. He'll move off to his left now, passes right wing to Domofsky. Domofsky stops along the right boards, and Lodge slowed him down, and then Domofsky coughed it up to Kerr, who sends it all the way down. 18 seconds left in the period, about the same on the power play for Augustana. Badgers leading 1-0. Here come the Vikings. Jensen, right wing, Domofsky. Domofsky to the goal line. Out to the point, McIntyre, 5 seconds left. McIntyre finds Rudrud, 3. Pass far side, Mierman shoots, missed the net, and the horn sounds.
And the Badgers are back to 5-on-5.
Wisconsin gets the lone goal in the first period. Carson Bantle from Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach at 7:39. Wisconsin 1, Augustana nothing after 1 period of play. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clery has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clery, president of Clery Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clerybuilding.com.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and marine antifreeze. Its burst-proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon for $2.49 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back at the Kohl Center, Carson Bantle's goal about midway through the first period. The only time the lamp was lit here tonight. Badgers with a 1-0 lead after one, much like last night. Penalties a problem again for Wisconsin. 3 penalties, 6 minutes. But Augustana 0-for-3 on the man advantage so far tonight. And 0-for-9 for the weekend. Both teams won 11 faceoffs in that first period. Badgers blocked 6 shots after blocking 24 a night ago. Augustana with 4 blocks. 10 saves in the opening period for freshman goaltender Josh Kotai, making his NCAA debut. Kyle McClellan, perfect, stopping all 8 shots he faced in the opening period. Again, we talked about it last night. Badgers need to stay out of the box, but the goal that was scored was one of the prettier ones you're going to see in a hockey game.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, he had the opportunity to score two just by out-muscling that young man late in the period. But again, as you just mentioned, we talked about it last night, stay out of the box. When you've got momentum on your side and then you take what are 2 very questionable penalties, I mean, I understand. You stick your stick between his legs and you're trying to poke the puck and the guy trips. It's a penalty.
Yep.
The Jugnauth one, I'm not 100% sure that that was a penalty by any stretch of the imagination. But they both put themselves in the situation that it could be called, and that's one thing that they're just going to have to avoid in the future.
Badgers do lead Augustana 1-0 after one, shooting for a weekend sweep before heading to Bemidji and Grand Forks next weekend for the Icebreaker Invitational. Stay tuned. The American Family Insurance Intermission reports up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 32. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 53. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time?
Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Introducing Hy-V Perks. Now, Hy-V Fuel Saver is Hy-V Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more on hundreds of products store-wide with Hy-V Perks prices like Tide, H-Perks price, $9.97, and bananas, H-Perks price, 39 cents a pound. Make the switch or sign up for Hy-V Perks and start saving today. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
One nothing Wisconsin leads Augustana after one period of play. Elsewhere involving Big Ten teams, Michigan, fifth-ranked team in the country, built a 5-1 lead at home against 18th-ranked Providence. The Friars scored three goals in about 2.5 minutes late in the third, but the Wolverines hold on for a 5-4 win. Ninth-ranked Michigan State, 2-0, beat Lake Superior State tonight, 4-2. And Notre Dame, which lost at home last night to Clarkson, has a 2-0 lead on Clarkson in the third period in South Bend. Again, 1-0 Wisconsin leads Augustana. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Well, the Badgers with a 1-0 lead on Augustana. Carson Bantle, his first goal of the season from Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach at 7:39. Badgers and Vikings will return to the ice after we take this final break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Thank you. Back at the Kohl Center, the Badgers and Augustana. Getting ready for the second period, a 1-0 Wisconsin win. As you look at the stats from the first period, Ian, what stands out to you?
Stands out to me is that on their power play, Luke Mobley was 5-2 in the faceoff for a 71% faceoff success. And Owen Lindmark, the man who took most of the draws, killing the penalties, was 2-6.
Ooh. Okay.
So possession in the offensive zone in particular was definitely in their favor because they won the faceoffs.
Lindmark won 11 of 15 draws last night.
Correct.
And he was the Badgers' best a year ago. So we're underway here, second period, 1-0 Wisconsin. Both teams at full strength. DeSaint Foul with Cilia and Lucius. But Rijka has it back in the Augustana zone, up ahead to Falk.
Ooh.
Good step up by Palatichuk to slow Falk's progress, and then DeSaint Foul coughed up the puck but got some help and got it right back. Matthew DeSaint Foul, a team-leading 13 goals last season, scored one last night. Here's Lucius now, and he flips it into the zone. Badgers change 45 seconds into the second, 1-0 Wisconsin. Whitelaw after the puck, far corner. Try to feed it in front. Knocked off his stick by Shea Donovan. Runs into to Sawyer Scholl. Donovan fell down but got back up. Had the puck, then lost the puck. And now Whitelaw trying to lift the stick of Zimmer, and does. And centers one, but behind Fitzgerald, and out to center ice it comes. Lodge will fire it down in the right corner. Kotai muffed it behind the net. The goaltender comes out and shovels it along far side. Namofsky tied up by Wisconsin's Lodge behind the net. Now Whitelaw. Whitelaw chips it out to the right point in Vorlicki. Back to Whitelaw. He can shoot. He does, and it hit Fitzgerald.
Ouch.
And that one stung. And Fitzgerald turns and goes to the Badger bench, and that hit his right arm or hand. And Andy Rohde, the team trainer, will take a look. Christian Fitzgerald's had some bad luck since becoming a Badger. Here's Vorlicki, drop pass on the rush. Whitelaw skates to the slot looking, shooting. Nice save by Kotai. Rebound. Vorlicki's there. Another chance now for Wisconsin. Stramel once or twice knocked to his backside. And then eventually it's McIntyre digging the puck free. And he'll sauce ahead from Meerman, who couldn't catch it cleanly. Oh, the Badgers had a bunch of chances that time in tight.
And they had the goaltender down at the same time.
Here's Finley now. Two goals in his first game last night. Fired one too high off the glass behind the Augustana net. And now Stramel, loose puck came to him to the left of Kotai. And Stramel shot one right off his melon. A head save for Kotai, who stopped 14 of 15 bids tonight. Still 1-0 Wisconsin early second period.
good pressure. It's mm-hmm. good pressure. Their point men are using good shots, forcing rebounds, puck plays.
Tassie couldn't catch the pass cleanly up at center. Off his stick, and now Ruika's got it. Outlet near side to Will Howard. Slowed by a check from Lindmark. Trumbly now in the offensive zone. Spins it back for Friesen. Friesen, the WIAC newcomer of the year last year while at UW-Superior. 11 goals and 22 points for Friesen from Winnipeg. Long-range shot by Wisconsin's Tassie just outside the blue line. Waffled away by the goaltender Kotai, and it wobbles back into the Wisconsin zone now. 3:10 gone by in the second. 1-0 Badgers after a 4-0 season-opening victory last night. Bantles out there to the corner. Horbach moves after it quickly. Knocked down to his knees in a crouching position. Came back up and tried to feed Lindmark right wing, but too far for him. Owens got it back now, although at center ice goes left wing to Bantel. Pressured. Bantel uses both Horbach and Lindmark as screens and fires one, but Kotai made the stop on his knees and hung on. 1-0 Wisconsin, 16:26 left in the second.
Some good chemistry going on. You'll notice that here, at least in the first 3.5 minutes of the second period, every time that the Badgers turn the puck over in the offensive zone, there's always a man back. And when they retrieve it, there's always seems to be a man open. The defensemen have had good outlet passes because people are open.
David Cilia loses the offensive zone faceoff. Thrown out to center. Dexheimer cut off Falk, but the puck came to Vachon. His backhand shot off the side of the net. Augustana's yet to find the back of the net this weekend, playing its first two collegiate hockey games. Lucius now, Topol shoots one low right, and a good glove save made by Kotai. And he hangs on, and a little pushing and shoving behind the net after the whistle. After you've seen each other play for 84 minutes or so over a 26-hour span, you might get tired of one another.
Heck, tired of finding out what kind of gum they chew. That would be an issue for me. Anyway, you get into a situation where I was watching the hockey transactions the other day, and I see that Roman Ashan's brother got waived.
Yep, Jack Ashan.
Yes.
Out of the Bruins organization. Christian Fitzgerald's back out there after, he's set up on a pass by his linemate Whitelaw, but the puck didn't get to him in time. Fitzgerald wide open the slot. A lot of Chuck lost control of the puck out to center ice it come. Here's Mike Verlicky now. Big right-handed defenseman fires it, rolls it right corner to left. He was trying to fire it in.
Kind of limped it.
Yeah, there wasn't much juice on that one. And now Simon Falk has it for Augustana. Deflected into the air. He brought it down.
There you go. Move your feet.
Check from Palatichuk. Here comes Whitelaw shooting. One tried to go block her side on the goaltender Kotai. Maybe from behind, McIntyre got a piece of Whitelaw's stick because the shot went wide. Now it's chipped back through neutral ice, and Wisconsin Forlicky goes to get it. 1-0 Badgers. 15-15 remaining in period number two. Here's Namofsky now. Took a stick from Stramel. No penalty. Stramel with a steal. Give and go with Sawyer Shaw, and Stramel couldn't get the shot off. Bouncing puck to the right of the goaltender. Kotai goes far side. McIntyre, and he'll backhand it out to neutral ice. Good stick work by Kerr to knock a aerial puck down. Ahead to Stramel. Couldn't get it deep. Charlie tries to catch the puck on the blade of his stick as it wobbled in midair. Now Lodge has it at center. The Badgers touch up, and here they come again. Tassie's pass behind Finley, now deflected to the left hand of Finley, who dropped it off and played it to the point. Finley's got it back, now Lodge with it. Long range shot, off the body of Simon Tassie to the near wall. Tassie applying pressure on the defenseman. Actually, that was forward Chase Brand. Brand ducked underneath that hit from Tassie, and now Brand trying to locate the puck at center ice. Pops free, and Tassie's got it across the line. Tries to walk around Ruiki. He does, and tries to tuck a backhander in. Kotai with a save. Tassie retrieves the puck. Badgers go D to D. Jugnoth redirected. Oh. Front Finley. A tap try by Wisconsin's Lindmark. And then from behind the net, Lindmark scores. Beautiful pass play. Finley to Lindmark. He didn't finish the first time, but he picked up the loose change and finished on the second try. 2-0 Wisconsin.
As pretty as that would have been for the pass from Jugnoth back into the slot, and then a little tip save down by Lindmark. After all of that went through, he scores an ugly goal anyway. It doesn't make any difference.
Not at all. Owen Lindmark with his first goal of the season. The fifth-year forward out of Naperville, Illinois, in his 110th career game, lights the lamp for the 16th time. And the Wisconsin Badgers have a 2-0 lead. Time of the goal is 5:55. And give Finley and Jugnauth the helpers. Finley's got a 3-point weekend after two goals last night. Lindmark to Bantle. Oh, and he got a high hit into the chin. I believe Jack Jensen ran Bantle. Nice pass, Lindmark. Bantle had his head down. The big fellow was ready to snap off a shot. And Jensen stepped in and hit him shoulder to chin, and a penalty called, and we'll see if it's a five-minute major or not. Jack Horbach was ready to mix it up with Jensen, but the referees got in there quickly to make sure nothing happened. This penalty will be reviewed. We're going to take a quick break. Badgers lead 2-0, could be on a five-minute power play. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Referees Andrew Brueggemann and Jonathan Sitarski are looking at video replay to determine whether or not Jack Jensen committed a five-minute major for contact to the head on Carson Bantle, and I believe that is the case. We'll hear. Five-minute major and a game misconduct on Jack Jensen for a head contact, and so Wisconsin will get a five-minute power play. Jensen, you know, he stands 6'2". Bantle is 6'6", or 6'5". The referees can take into account size disadvantage, if you will, or disparity. But that time, Jensen hit him right in the chin.
Bantle was crunched over trying to go for the puck, and he came in totally erect. Jensen came in with just put his shoulder right into it. I thought he hit him in the chest. I didn't think he hit him in the head.
Yeah. 5 minute major, though. Thankfully, Bantle's okay, and this power play is underway, and it starts by Wisconsin losing the offensive zone faceoff. So Wisconsin's got Jugnauth, DeSaint Foul, Cilia, Lucius, and Tassie out there right now. Here's Lucius, catches at the blue line, right wing. Double team, refeeds DeSaint Foul, tried to force it backside. Intercepted by Shea Donovan, who turns, can't clear. Held in by Jugnauth. Chops it back deep. DeSaint Foul kept it away from Donovan. Now Tassie, DeSaint Foul, left wing. Badgers looking for their first power play goal of the season. 0 for 7 so far. Here's Lucius now with it, top of the right ring. To the dot, still looking. Finds Cilia, nice catch. Drop pass slot. Jugnauth, his shot blocked. Bounces towards the cage. Kotai kept it out. Augustana can't clear. Nice juggling act by Jugnauth at the blue line. Now Cilia cross ice. Bouncing pass over the stick of DeSaint Foul. He gets it back, though. Jugnauth, Cilia, one-timer off the side of the cage. Hit the glass, then into the netting. And a face-off to come to the right of Kotai. Badgers still have 3:58 left on the five-minute major power play. They have a 2-0 lead thanks to first-period goals from Bantle, second-period from Lindmark.
If they establish zone control in the offensive zone, I hope that they don't get frustrated. It appears that they were taking bad angle shots on that first unit, not great angle shots. And if they are going to take those shots, make sure there's somebody in front of the net.
Face off to the right of Kotai. Stramel to take it. Finley's out there. Whitelaw, Fitzgerald, and Dexheimer. And Augustana won the faceoff, but Stark couldn't clear. Wisconsin with possession. Left wing, it's Whitelaw. Now to Dexheimer. Whitelaw, left side. Stramel, power move in front. Tried to go five holes, slamming it into the pads of Kotai, who made the stop and then immediately covered. Another faceoff coming up.
Keep walking, Charlie. You had a lot of fiery ice in front of you. He tried to jam it on the short side, and the goaltender was down.